Welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's hour one for the weekend of April 10th, 2021.
Okay, it was just a great TikTok video. It was actually a really super iPhone trick. And this is one that you're going to be like, oh, thank goodness I listen to Kim Komando every week. I mean, say you answer the phone and it's someone you know, but you don't really want to talk to them, right? It happens. Well, rather than giving some lame excuse like, oh, I'm in the middle of a Zoom call, what you do is just keep talking as normal. And then here's the trick. You flip up or down on your screen, as the case may be, and then you put your phone into airplane mode. That's right. So the person on the other end of the call will see call failed instead of call ended. Yes. Now, I don't really know about airplane mode. I mean, even when I put my phone into airplane mode, it only flies as far as I can throw it. I just crack myself up sometimes. Hey, listen, this is an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. We talk about all the gadgets and gizmos, making money, saving money, the list goes on. You can find the Kim Komando Show on 420 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on the Armed Forces Radio Network, which is 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And why is it called the Kim Komando Show? Because after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. Yes. Don't worry, they are still socially distanced. Hey, I know that you have a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to, and you know, you can always Google anything. And if you can Google the answer, you should. But if you're looking for trusted advice, that's where I come in. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I'd like to thank Start Mail for helping to make this show possible. I don't trust big tech, and you shouldn't either. You've heard me say for years that the free email services like Gmail and Yahoo, they're not really free. You pay with your privacy. And in fact, these internet giants bank on exploiting your data by selling it to the highest bidder. There's no great secret. So your business plan, Google has it. Your medical records, well, Yahoo can sell those to the drug companies. And that's why I use Start Mail. It makes me feel safe again. I can send encrypted emails with just one click, even if the recipient doesn't use encryption. And get this, when you delete an email, it's gone forever. And switching to Start Mail, it's super easy. You just transfer all of your current email data. There's no starting from scratch. So dump the spy mail and get your own Start Mail account right now. Here's what you need to do. You go to startmail.com/Kim. And now this is a deal that you can only get here on the Kim Komando Show. You get a 7-day free trial. And then after that, you get 50% off the first year. That's the best deal that they offer. As I mentioned, exclusive just for you. So go to startmail.com/Kim. That's start with the letter T. Don't trust big tech with your data or your privacy. Go to startmail.com/Kim and sign up today. And I'd also like to thank Epson, because you can kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list. You can just fill and chill. Available at Best Buy, Office Depot, Staples, and at Epson.com/EcoTankKim. All right, let's get this party started with five things that you need to know about tech that's happening right now. We're going to start once again, it never stops, with Facebook, right? You may have heard that nearly a half a billion, yeah, that's a nice number, Facebook records were recently dumped online, available in the dark web. We're talking about names, email addresses, location data, your Facebook ID, and get this, yeah, your phone number, including Mark Zuckerberg's phone number. And guess what else we learned? He doesn't use Messenger or WhatsApp. He uses the encrypted app called Signal. And this all happened in 2019, by the way, but we just found out about it. So Facebook says, this is like totally old news. I mean, why do we even need to care about this? So you might not think this is something that's important to you, but if you want to check to see if your phone number, your email address, your Facebook record was part of this whole dump that now is available on the dark web and has been for years, you can head over to komando.com where we posted all the links where you can do that. But I think it would have been really nice if when we found out about this, or when Facebook found out about it rather 2 years ago, that they actually said, hey, we just want to let you know that you might want to pay closer attention to maybe what you're doing on the web and maybe even, you know, your phone number. You know, it must be really tough working at Facebook. I mean, someone posts pictures of building a bomb and then you have to decide whether or not you should report them to the FBI, or maybe you just target them with ads for, say, digital timers. All right, number two, paging Dr. Google. Paging Dr. Google. Do you suffer from cyberchondria? That's right. It's an ailment that whenever you have any aches or pains or you think something's going on with your body, you just head over to Google and you start typing certain things in. But, you know, what happens is that a headache means you have a brain tumor. Suddenly you have a rash and then you're thinking, oh, God, it's the dengue fever. You know how it goes. So your lack of a medical degree causes anxiety and stress because you happen to think that you're knocking on death's door. And most doctors will say, you know, whatever you do, don't Google any type of symptoms because only medical professionals can do this, right? Well, researchers at Harvard Medical School found that Dr. Google is often correct. Knowledge is power. And then having more insight into a health condition does not induce more anxiety and stress. It actually reduces it. So go ahead, Google away. But if you're worried about that red patch on your arm, just, you know, try not to make any rash decisions. All right, number four, take an Uber. Yes, when the pandemic hit, of course, everybody stopped going, taking an Uber or a Lyft. In Q4 of 2020, just Q4, get this, Uber lost, I don't know how you lose this much money, $454 million. Wow. And so, but now the restrictions are being lifted, people are finding that it's really hard to find an Uber and it's really hard to find a Lyft car. The wait times are incredible. So Uber says, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it really easy for existing drivers and new drivers to get back on the road. So if you ever thought about driving for a living to make some extra money, I want you to pay attention because Uber is now giving incentives to drivers. And so if you're looking for extra money, now's the time. Drivers in Austin, Texas are guaranteed $1,100 if they do 115 trips. Here in Phoenix, home of the Kim Komando Show, nearly $1,800 for 200 trips. So it's going to take time to expand to various markets around the country. So if you're interested, just, you know, sign up sooner than later. And it's a good thing that Uber isn't run by Microsoft because, like Windows, I expect that they have just so many incompatible drivers. Yes, that was a good one, too. All right, number four, no filter, big problem. The internet is totally going nutso crazo over an image of Khloe Kardashian in a bikini, but not for reasons you might expect. The photo was apparently, they say, posted by mistake by an assistant, and in it, she's not photoshopped, she's real, she's unfiltered. She's 36 years old, and she looks like a really fit 36-year-old woman. But the Kardashian team wants the picture removed from the internet forever, claiming, yeah, it infringed her copyright. No, it's just that it wasn't photoshopped. So can you really take anything off the internet? I actually feel sorry for Khloe. Think about this. Someone takes a picture of you, they put it online, all of a sudden your whole family's going, foul, no way, we don't want that picture there, so we want to get it off the internet forever. But that's not going to be possible. There's no central server that contains all the data, all the photos, the videos, the posts, the traffic logs. Not just that, whoever owns the photo is the person who actually took the copyright, who actually owns the photo, rather. And the internet was designed to be decentralized, and that was done on purpose many, many moons ago by Tim Berners-Lee, so that this way, in the event of a war, nuclear attack, you name it, is that they can't bring the internet down. So you can call all your lawyers, you can whine all you want, but the internet's going to have this picture of Khloe in some shape or form forever. But it just goes to show how out of touch this whole Kardashian clan really is. I mean, they have so many doctored photos that you might as well just give each Kardashian a medical degree. And finally, number five, there's a new pandemic to worry about. That's right. Sounds like a Hollywood movie, doesn't it? The invasion of the Zoom zombies, right? The zombies, right? They look normal. You see them driving around. But in real life, now we do have Zoom zombies. They find that more than half of all drivers who finish a video conference call within the past hour are just so distracted. When they get in a car, they're just not concentrating on the road. They're not aware of other traffic, pedestrians, stoplights, warning signs. They're unfocused. They are distracted. Now, psychologists say that video conferencing actually requires more personal concentration than live face-to-face meetings because you've got to block everything out around you. And when the call is over, it takes our brains time to recover, to become fully cognizant once again. So what they're recommending is that after a Zoom call, you just wait a couple of minutes before you actually get into the car and you drive away. I mean, it's a no-brainer. But when you think about it, gosh, I'll tell you, the last year, boy, didn't it just really just zoom by? All right. If you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you are totally missing out. You get all the fabulous, healthy heart benefits of eating beets without the hassle of juicing. Because let me tell you, I thought it would be like a really great idea for me to get into juicing. Because, you know, like, you know, exercise every day. I'm on my Peloton. I'm running. I'm hiking. You name it. And skiing, scuba diving. You know, I'm all about the exercise and being an athlete on whatever level that I can be. So I thought, all right, I'm going to go to Williams-Sonoma. I did this about a year and a half ago. And I bought everything that you need to juice. And then I ordered all the organic stuff, the organic golden beets and red beets. And then if you just taste beets, it's horrible. So you have to add like ginger and pineapple juice and orange juice. So I did all this. It took me like 4 hours to make like two bottles of juice. And I'm like, okay, this is just not happening for me. And then I found that by eating two Super Beets Heart Chews, they taste great. And they combine the non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, and it's the grape seed extract. And that's really important because this grape seed extract that's used in Super Beets Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as just a healthy lifestyle alone. And now if you have better blood pressure, it means you have more energy. And let me tell you, I don't drink coffee. I don't take any stimulants. I just have two delicious chews a day. That's all you need. I keep a bag of Super Beets chews on my desk, and every morning I just eat two. And energy is important, but so is stamina. And I really believe that Super Beets chews are the reason why I just have a ton of both. And so do what I did. Support your heart health with delicious Super Beets chews. And you can get them today, but I want you to go to the special address, because if you just say, oh, just go ahead and Google it, you're not going to get this deal, because you're going to get, when you get two bags, you get one bag for free, but you have to go to this address, kimsbeets.com. That's Kim's, B-E-E-T-S.com. kimsbeets.com. And then you buy two bags, they're going to throw in an extra bag for free. All right, stay right where you are. Coming up, I put together a list of 10 digital life hacks. Just like the one that we started the show with, but even better ones that you're definitely not going to want to miss. And then, of course, we have all of your coast-to-coast phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, coming up in just a few moments, we have a great tip about Facebook you don't want to miss. It's a really, really important security setting. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, or if you want to hear certain parts again, you can always check us out over at getkim.com. That's where you get the podcast, the webcast, and also you can join the Komando community, post questions and answers in the message board. It's really a lot of fun. You get 30 days free. You don't need a promo code. And after that, it's just a few bucks a month. And we certainly have discounts for our seniors and our military, our veterans, and any service personnel, and also teachers. So you want to check that out over at getkim.com. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And how about we start this show with Michelle Mybell in Kansas City, Kansas.
You got it. Well, hi, Kim.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my question.
You betcha.
And, yeah, I love your show, so here you go. Okay. So I have a studio that is in a barn that is about 80 feet from our house, and I would like to get the Wi-Fi or the Internet over there without having to pay for another line from our house.
Okay.
And there's kind of a second part to this. Our house was built in 1860, so it has 2 feet thick limestone walls.
Wait, what year was it built?
1860.
Wow, that must be so
yeah.
Awesome. That's so cool.
It is. It is very, very cool. So, yeah, it's a piece of history, actually, so in our area. So it's pretty nice. And but these thick walls, which are gorgeous because you've got that, our windows are like two feet thick. You can almost sit in them.
Oh, God, that must be
really
so
cool.
Beautiful. Yeah. Wow.
It is. Very fortunate, very blessed. So,
But there's no internet. You know, after we paint this whole picture about how lovely it is, Michelle, and you're out there with your
yeah.
cup of coffee or hot cocoa, you
yeah.
know, just looking at the walls, and then you're sitting there going,
yeah.
but I can't get online.
Okay. Exactly.
So it's like, you know, it's like all of a sudden, like, there comes this happy picture just comes to a screeching halt.
Okay. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So
yeah,
what exactly. do you do in this studio in the barn? And are there, like, animals in the barn, too?
No, the barn is actually more like our garage and workshop and keep the mowers and all that. But above it, we have my studio, which I'm an illustrator, and I've done some children's books and some greeting cards in my past lives. And
oh, how
and,
fun.
So I'm an illustrator. So
now do you do any, like, freelance gigs online?
You say freelance?
Yeah. Any freelance gigs online? I mean, are you, like, at, say, Upwork or Fiverr? I'm just curious.
No. I do not, you know, I've looked into that some, and I just have not jumped into that arena yet, and I've thought about it more than once, so.
Okay, well, when we get done spending your money for everything, you might want to think about getting some.
Go for it.
Now that Kim just told me I need to spend, like, you know, like $500 to get the internet there, I better figure out a way to make some money. Yeah. All right, so here's
that is very true.
So here's the deal, is that there's something called a mesh network, and have you ever heard that term?
I have, but I don't know anything about it.
Mm-mm. What it is the old traditional networking is that, you know, you put a router in the house and then you put repeaters everywhere that you need it. Okay. With a mesh network, anything that's connected becomes part of that network. So it's repeated. So if you think of a net, the mesh, then if you can picture that everything's all now interconnected. So but you still need access points, but you may not need as many, especially if you start looking at a product like Eero, which is owned by Amazon. They used to be a sponsor. They're not a sponsor anymore, but it's what I have in my house here in Phoenix and my house in Santa Barbara. And the house in Santa Barbara is a steel modern house, which is, like, unlike your house, it's like living in a Faraday cage. And so it's like, you know, we can't get anywhere, anything. So what you're going to do is we're going to put together a list for you, but you're going to buy a mesh network for the inside, a professional version because of those thick walls. And then we're going to put a bridge on the outside that you can go wireless or you can wire it down. And then you're going to need a little repeater, an Eero 6 for the barn itself, for the studio, so that this way we're going to get that connection fast, reliable, and so that this way you can sit there and drink your coffee in your perfect little house from 1860. And then, of course, do more important things like, get on Twitter, right? Get on Facebook, check the news, check your email, and listen to the Kim Komando Show and be a Kim's Club member. Yes, thank you so much for your call today, Michelle. Stay right where you are. We have more calls and tips you don't want to miss. All right, let me tell you, your kids love you, but they don't want to help you with your computer. I know it's a hard fact of life because it's so frustrating, and they have lives of their own, and they're just too busy to walk you through fixing your PC's problems. And with all the phone and web tech support scams out there, it can be really hard to know exactly who you can trust. And that's why I'm telling you about the professionals at SolveIQ. You have access to experienced, reliable, knowledgeable help whenever you need it. Their expert support team is there to take your call the next time your printer acts up, Windows isn't doing exactly what it's doing, your PC slows down, your webcam just stops working. You know what I'm talking about. And for just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ's tech experts as many times as you need. And get this, their patented software works in the background to protect and optimize your computer in real time, stopping problems even before they start. And last month, they blocked over 120,000 unsafe malware, phishing, and data harvesting websites, and the average user freed about 5 gigs of storage without having to lift a finger. So let the pros at SolveIQ help. Join today, solveiq.com/Kim. That's SOLVE, the letters IQ, solveiq.com/Kim. All right, here's a great trick that I need to tell you about, because you want to know. You want to sign up for something, but you don't want to use your primary email address. Maybe it's for a newsletter. Maybe it's just for a phone number, just an app or whatever it may be. And so if you have a Gmail account, the next time you want to sign up for something, you just type your username and then the plus sign and then the name of the store at gmail.com. And so we actually set up our email like this for all of our social media, because here's the secret. Gmail will ignore whatever comes after the plus sign, so that you'll always still get email at your address. And then if you start getting some that you didn't subscribe to, well, that's when you're like, oh, They totally sold me out, and they said that they wouldn't do that. What's going on? Max in Tucson, Arizona. Hello there, Max.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Fantastic. Great to hear from you.
I hope you don't mind, but I heard you offline real quick talking about the whales.
Yes, we
and
were.
The dolphins. And when I was in the Navy, we used to do Steel Beach picnics, and where the I was on an amphibious assault ship, and our ship would submerge a little bit so smaller boats could come in and out. And we were swimming, and a pod of dolphins came up and started swimming with us.
And where was that?
We were stationed in, at that time, we were stationed in Pearl Harbor. And we were on our way to San Diego.
Oh, wow. How great is that? Well, awesome. Well, hey, that thank you for your service to our country. Always love our servicemen and women. What's going on with you?
So I'm an Arizona Ranger, which is it's a volunteer organization. We're a uniform volunteer auxiliary, law enforcement auxiliary. Any state, local, federal law enforcement agency can call on us for assistance. And we do. We also do security for civic events and churches and stuff like that. Being volunteers, we have to provide most of our equipment on our own.
Oh.
And body cams are one of those items. I'm wondering, what is the best body cam for the money?
Yeah, right. That's a big question, right? Of course, you know, the police department body cams, they run about $700. The ones at the,
right,
you know, the Axon, their body cam 3 is pretty remarkable. I mean, it does things, and it may be too much. It sounds like it may be too much for what you need. But, like, for example, when the officer leaves his or her car, is that it can automatically be triggered to start recording. It does GPS. It can be live streamed back into the station if that's the way that they have it configured. And, of course, it has this great view as far as the number of degrees. I think it's, oh, boy, I think it's like 180 or maybe even 220 as far as the view range is concerned. And but again, that starts at like $700 because then you need the case and the extra batteries and the mounts and everything else that might come along. But
right.
there is a company by the name of Boblov, and it's B-O-B-L-O-V. You don't need to worry about writing this down. I'll send you a link to it. They make Wi-Fi body monitors, cameras, what have you, and they record to an SD card. They can record automatically. When certain things are also, when they, maybe, for example, it hears something. This is all configurable to you, of course. And you can hit a button to have it start recording. Because you know what? You're right. People act differently when they know that they're being recorded, right? I mean, they just do.
Right.
And so with the Boblov, it's going to be obvious when you're wearing it that they are, that the person is being recorded. It records night vision. I think it records up to 12 hours at a time before you actually need to charge the battery. But what's nice about it is that it's probably in the $125 range. Anything, let me just tell you this way, anything less than, say, $75, because I know you can buy a body cam for $50, or $69, or whatever it is. It doesn't have that field of view. I think the Boblov is about 170-degree field of view.
Okay.
It may have a reduced field of view. I'm talking about like even when you get down to the $75, $50 range, that it doesn't have the features. It may not be waterproof, shock resistant. The audio may not be that clear. It may be instead of like 12 or even higher megapixel, it could be 8 megapixels. So, you know, with electronics and much things in life is that if you just pay a little bit more, right, you get,
right,
you get what you really want. Instead of settling for what you know, I'm just going to get this because this is what I can afford. Can you afford like this Boblov camera?
It'd be a little tough, but I can make it work. I'm in the middle of a job transition right now. So.
Okay. Well, let me do this because you're volunteering. Let me buy it and send it to you.
Oh, Well, thank you very much.
And, you know, as a random act of kindness, because, you know, you're volunteering to keep help, to help keep our communities safe. And so this way it's not a strain on your budget, and I'm happy to help you out because you're helping other people out. It's kind of like paying it forward, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All
well,
right.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. If I may, real quick, I have listened to you for about 20 years, and this is my first time calling, and it is such an honor.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that, Max. And you should have called more often.
What took you? I should have.
What took you so long? I mean, come on. I don't bite. I'm not mean. I mean, geez, Louise. Hang on the line, Max. We're going to get all the stuff that we need to send you out that body cam. And again, thank you for everything that you're doing for our communities. It's time now for our digital life hack. And this week is brought to you by ExpressVPN. A few decades ago, you might remember this, private citizens used to be, yeah, private. So what's changed? The internet. Think about everything that you've browsed, you searched for, you've watched, you've tweeted. Now imagine all of that data being crawled through, collected, aggregated by third parties into a permanent public record, and that's your record. So to keep my data private when I go online, I turn to ExpressVPN. I've used it for many, many years. There are hundreds of data brokers out there whose sole business is to buy and sell your data. The worst part is they don't have to tell you who they're selling it to or even get your consent. Now, one of these data points is your IP address, which data harvesters use to uniquely identify you and actually your location. But with ExpressVPN, your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server, and your IP is masked, making it more difficult for third parties to identify you and harvest all of your data. So if you want to believe that your data is your business, like I do, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN on the market. And let me tell you something. I know you're sitting there saying, oh, I tried VPNs before and they slowed me down. No, ExpressVPN won't slow you down. Or how about this one? Oh, you know, I've tried VPNs and they're so hard to configure. I couldn't do it. You just install ExpressVPN, and really, literally, it's like, one, I'm going to click to connect. Two, I'm going to pick a server, and then there I am. Not a big deal. So visit expressvpn.com/Kim, and of course, you're going to get a deal. You're going to get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/Kim, expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, this week's digital life hacks tip is just that. Oh, you're going to love it. These are 10 tricks you're going to wish that you knew about sooner. Like number one, this past week, I had to record a conversation. And I recorded the conversation. Everybody knew it was recorded. And then I wanted to transcribe it. So I went over to this great website, uploaded the MP3 file, and literally in like 30 seconds, I got a notification in my mailbox that, hey, we've transcribed the conversation. And it's free. You can edit, you can comment, you can import audio, video, you can do your meetings, you can connect to apps, and it is free. Of course, they're trying to upsell you, but you don't have to pay the piper if you don't need it. And the site is otter.ai, and we're going to tell you more about that when I tell you how you can find out more. Second on our list is, you have one of those Bluetooth mouses with a little mouse wheel. You wonder what that mouse wheel does? Yeah, it scrolls up and down, but if you find a link that you want to open in a new tab, scroll to that link and then tap the mouse wheel, and then you're there. You're welcome. All right, do you have a pencil eraser? If your white cords are no longer white, you can clean them up with that. You can also create a secret conversation using your iPhone. What? Yes, if you want to text with somebody, but you don't want it to show up on iMessages, there's a secret way to have a conversation by using the Notes app. We're going to tell you about that. All right, if you're trying to search a site and you're wondering about, like, oh, I can't use their search, I wonder if there's a better one, you can do site:commando.com and then space and whatever you're looking for. Or you can actually just say commando.com and then type the word and use a tab. You can have your signature stored on your Mac by signing and using the preview tools. You can use Siri or Google Assistant to disable your Wi-Fi. You can use the Post-it note to actually clean all the garbage off your keyboard because it's gross. You can give your webcam a new purpose by using Photo Booth and then actually use Photo Booth to take pictures of things and scan documents. Yeah. And then also you can use your phone as a level so you don't have to sit there and go, where is the level? Because you don't know. It's in the garage somewhere. We know that. But now you can use your phone. We've got tips to all of these. free for the taking, just head over to komando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. All right. I pulled a prank on a friend of mine recently. I'm going to tell you more about that. And it's all about robocalls. We've got more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, are you tired of dealing with passwords? I know. It's like, okay, they have to be 12 characters, upper, lower case, a gang sign, a hieroglyphic, and then it goes on and on and on. All right, if you're tired of writing down your passwords, you don't have to. RoboForm will make your life easier and more secure by logging you into every site with just one click. Oh, it's amazing. You can get 50% off right now if you go to this special address, RoboForm.com/Kim. That's RoboForm.com/Kim. RoboForm. RoboForm.com/Kim. All right. This week, we released an incredible podcast. It's about a new social network called True that is now in beta testing that they say is going to be the anti-Facebook, that it's privacy-oriented. What did you say? Time out. No. Yeah. Okay. And I spoke to the CEO and the founder. They've actually been working on this for over 6 years, the technology for over 10 years. And so wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Stitcher, TunedIn, komando.com/podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, just search for Kim Komando Explains, or just search for Kim Komando, and I'm sure it'll pop up. And the podcast is called A New Way of Doing Social Media That's Privacy Oriented. It's not Facebook. It's an innovative thought. And that's all I'm going to say. It's a great, great podcast. It's going to tell you where the future is headed with social media. And I think you're really going to like it. Back to the phones we go with Lisa in Miami, Florida. Hello there, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm so honored to talk with you, and I'm a little nervous, but anyway.
Okay, Lisa, it's just you and me and about 6 million other people listening. It's not a big deal.
Oh, Lord.
Kidding.
Okay. My question, can I give you my question now?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I have an 85-year-old mother who lives in Fort Lee, New Jersey, and she loves her desktop. Her desktop is a compact, and she's had it since 2009.
Oh, no.
And it's been giving her problems, and every 5 seconds she calls me and says, this pops up and this and that, and she gets so scared she turns it off and she pulls the plug, like that's going to help, but, you know, she doesn't know.
All right, well, let's talk about this. Okay.
Okay.
No 85-year-old woman or a man should have a 2009 computer. That's the bottom line. Okay. So that thing needs to go. All right. Now, my mother's 82. Okay. So I kind of understand what you're going with. All right.
Yes.
Okay. But my mother lives in my guest house, and she has for a very long time. I've been very honored and blessed to have her. And so it's easier for me to help her when things pop up. But many, many moons ago, I got tired of her trying to fix her Windows computer. And I got her an iPad. Yes. Because.
Guess what? I'm sorry to interrupt you. She has an iPad. She locked herself out of it and she refuses to call Apple.
Okay. She has to call Apple.
I know.
Okay. Or, you know what? If she's just stubborn, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She even sent me, somebody gave her a laptop and she didn't like it and she sent it to me.
Okay. Do you want me to call her? Do I need to call your mom and just say, hey, listen, here's what you need to do? Because an iPad is so much easier for her. I don't know how she locked herself out of it, but if there's any way that you could get your butt up to Fort Lee and help her out and get her set up, or somebody in the family could help her at least and show her, walk her through all this. Because the Windows machine is only going to get worse, and she's going to get hit with malware and anything else under the sun, because she's not going to be attuned to all the scams and everything that's happening right now, especially if she just Googles a tech support number. And so we want to make sure that her sanity and her finances are always safe, and secure. So I don't want you to go buy her a new laptop. I don't want her to have a desktop. I don't want her to have a Windows machine at all. I want her to have an iPad so that she can FaceTime with you. And in addition to that, if something's wrong with the iPad, you know what you can do is if when you're texting each other on iMessages, you can share the screen and you can actually hop right on and fix it for her. So there are things that this iPad can do. We just need her to call Apple and to get it set up or have, you know, what you're probably going to need is have somebody in the family, Lisa, just go over and say, listen, we love you. You're amazing. You're our family matriarch. And we want to communicate with you. We want to text you. We want to see you on FaceTime and all this other good stuff. Now, if you don't want to do that, you can get her an Echo Show. And so this way you can have a video call with her and you can just drop in on mom. I gave my mother an iPad, an iPhone, and an Echo Show. And she has an iMac, too, that she hops on from time to time. But let's say we get somebody to turn on that iPad. And then once we turn that on, Lisa, I want you to give me a call back. And I'll tell you more about some tricks that you can use that I use with my mom and the iPad so that this way we make sure that she's safe, she's secure, and also that she's communicating with everybody in the family. And thank you so much for your call. Coming right back, we're going to talk about robocalls. Ugh, so annoying, aren't they? Here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, help your business adapt and grow with the right people by posting a job for free at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find qualified candidates quickly. Post a job for free at LinkedIn.com/Kim. That's LinkedIn.com/Kim. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour, the Kim Komando Show that you never, ever want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.